Each of our readings today, readings drawn from the Gospels, from Paul's letters, and from the Sermon to the Hebrews, are tied together by their focus not just on what we are to believe, but how we are to believe. They remind us that the journey of faith encompasses both an intellectual engagement, a conscious wrestling with long-held truths, as well as a way of being that invites us to express those truths in our daily living, and in so doing, to understand them anew. In our first reading, Jesus highlights the foundation of that way of living. Hear now these words from Matthew's Gospel in the 22nd chapter. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "So, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets."
Friends, will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of each and every one of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Here's what Jesus had to say. He said, if you were to take all of the words of the Bible, if you were to take all 780,660 of them and try to distill their essence, if you were to try to figure out their meaning and their calling, it would be these two things: love God with the fullness of all you are, and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, if you were to take all of the 16 prophetic books of the Bible, if you were to take all of the 613 commandments that are laid out in the Bible, and try to tell someone what all of it meant, Jesus tells us it would boil down to this: love your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. And simply love your neighbor as yourselves. In this day and time, if you are out on the street and someone asks you why you go to church, why faith is an important thing to you, these two great commandments would be a perfect place to start. Jesus says that these are the two great commandments of our living. They are, he says, the calling upon our lives. In Hebrew, the word for commandment would be mitzvah. A mitzvah, you see, is not just a rule. It is not just a guideline. It is not just a compulsion. Instead, a mitzvah is a holy calling, a holy duty, a holy undertaking. Mitzvahs are how we live out our life in ways that love and serve and give. In a very literal sense, they are our foremost obligations. In the beautiful Jewish tradition, when there is a law or commandment, there is a calling not just to live into it, but to wrestle with it. It is called midrash. It is something where new understandings evolve over time. So as rabbis wrestled with these two texts, which, by the way, Jesus didn't make up, the first comes from Deuteronomy and the second comes from Leviticus, a deeper understanding of what it means to live into these things started emerging or blossoming just like those quince branches. And it's not just that the commandments themselves began to unfold in new ways. The understanding of what it means to follow those commandments also blossomed, and the word mitzvah began to take on new meanings and new connotations. The word mitzvah began to be understood as a human act that fulfills God's calling, a human act that extends God's loving. You see, the people who wrestled with these texts over millennia came to understand that human kindness is a major ingredient that bring the commandments of God to life. Human kindness is a ministry. Today, church is a little bit different than usual. Today, we are focusing on some of the acts of kindness that this church undertakes every Sunday. And I know sometimes they can feel like compulsions to you, because sometimes the sign-up sheets aren't quite full. And so Diane, or maybe Jeremy, or maybe because we're tired of seeing those faces, someone else will come to this mic and they will say, please, please sign up for one of these ministries. And I know it can feel like a compulsion or a commandment. But instead, they're always first and foremost designed to be mitzvah in the bigger sense. For you see, to be a greeter or a nursery volunteer or a coffee hour host is designed first and foremost to be an act of kindness. But not just for kindness' sake, not just a glimmer of light in a darkening world, but rather a way of shaping our lives, a way of always coming at the end of understandings to new beginnings. And that opening hymn we sung about love divine, all love excellings, it says that at the end we start off again in a new, better place. And that is why we do those ministries. Jesus, when they asked him what matters most about our faith, you notice the first two things are completely outwardly focused. It is a way of living that puts other things first in our lives, not our own interests, not our own desires, not our own plans or schemes, but rather first and foremost, the love of God who creates us, redeems us, and sustains us. And love in the Bible is not some squishy noun that appears on a Hallmark Valentine's Day card. But instead, love means a full commitment. It means honoring. It means uplifting. Honoring God, not just with our lips here in this place, but with our lives out on those streets. And Jesus said, you can't fully love God. You can't at least do it with your whole heart and your whole mind unless you also love your neighbor as yourself. These two commandments are linked together. And you need to know, when Jesus said, love your neighbor as yourself, this was no new teaching. Those words, word for word, are found in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. We don't spend a lot of time with the book of Leviticus in this church, and I think that might be too bad, because in there are a whole lot of foundations for the way Jesus understood his faith. Jesus says we honor God whenever we clothe the naked, whenever we feed the hungry. And yes, I have to say on this Sunday, whenever we welcome the stranger. For in Leviticus chapter 19, just a few verses after Jesus says to love your neighbor as yourself are these words. And again, they are literal. They are word for word. Hear them now. The alien, the foreigner who resides with you shall be to you as a citizen among you. You shall love the alien as yourself, for you were aliens in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Commandments that build community, mitzvahs that forge family, and more than that, end up changing our hearts on the way, the hearts of those who are served and the hearts of those who serve. For commandments, mitzvahs, holy callings, they do change the world. But they always, first and foremost, have to start by changing our hearts. Albert Einstein famously said that there is a beauty that you cannot genuinely help another person without also helping yourself. The help, I think, Einstein was talking about was this idea of this mitzvah, the gradual and full changing of our hearts to always and first and foremost be about love and kindness. In the time after Jesus departed the earth, the period known as the time of the Second Temple, you started to see a new inscription on the tombs of the Jewish faithful. And that inscription was actually the word for mitzvah. But what it conveyed in that time was that here lies someone whose heart was so changed and whose lives were so kind that they became known at their essence as lovers of the commandments. That is what we are about in this church, extending kindness until we too become lovers of these two great commandments. This morning, you're going to hear the testimony of a number of different people, people who answered that calling from that microphone to go ahead and sign up and volunteer. And you will also hear the thoughts from people who were served as well. Listen to them for their story, not just the touching and funny and good things that they have to share with you, but how it fundamentally changed who they are and how this whole idea of giving and serving is a dance that continues to give. Hear them as a ministry, the way that these people have lived into God's loving call. I promise you will hear how they have helped others, but I also promise you will hear how their lives change. And just like how those quince blossoms, their faith deepened and bloomed and blossomed until there is evermore kindness and love. Amen.